In 1570, Pope Pius V issued an apostolic constitution in the form of a papal bull codifying and canonizing what we now call the Tridentine or traditional Latin Mass called Quo Primum. It states that this Mass, the traditional Latin Mass, was to be used from now on, quote, now and forever, that it cannot be revoked, and that the clergy cannot be told to use any other Mass. This was the Mass used in the Catholic Church until the mid-1960s. Many people mistakenly believe that before Quo Primum, the Mass was something different and that Pius V concocted the Latin Mass and imposed it. This is not true. In the document, Pius V states that they employed learned men to study the ancient texts and restore the liturgy to its original form, and that this is the Mass that has been handed down through the ages by the Fathers. Blessed Cardinal John Henry Newman, an Anglican bishop who famously converted to Catholicism after setting out to disprove through a study of history the claim that the Catholic Church is the original Church, only to discover the Catholic claim to be true, said, "The Mass is virtually unchanged since the 3rd century." That's the Mass of his time, the late 19th century, the Mass of Quo Primum. In the 1940s and 50s, some changes were made, especially to Holy Week. Then in the mid to late 60s, further changes were made, until finally in 1969, Pope Paul VI issued the Novus Ordo, or New Mass. This was a striking departure from the Mass of Pius V, so much so that a few bishops and cardinals issued a document highlighting its problems in what is commonly called the Ottaviani Intervention. The Mass of Pius V went into exile, with only a few clergy offering it in the 70s and 80s. Things have loosened up since those days, especially when Pope Benedict XVI announced in his Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum that the Mass of Pius V was never abrogated. Indeed, many say that it can't be, including myself. However, Pope Francis has since issued restrictions on the Latin Mass, and rumors are that more restrictions are on the way, and that changes to the new Mass are on the horizon that will make it even more problematic. Now, I'm not here to say that someone who goes to the Novus Ordo is somehow not Catholic, or that the new Mass is invalid, or that the new rites are invalid, or Francis isn't the Pope, or that isn't the Catholic Church. I don't take any of those positions. My position is that the new Mass currently is valid when said properly. In other words, so long as proper matter, form, and intent are present, it is a valid Mass. Although abuses have and do occur, making individual Masses invalid. However, since issuing the new Mass, the Church seems to have gone into freefall. Mass attendance is low, baptisms and marriages are down. Vocations are not only critically low, but through the 70s and 80s, priests and religious left the priesthood and religious life in staggering, never-before-seen numbers. Children raised in the Catholic Church often leave the Church shortly after confirmation. One statistic shows that 4 out of every 5 persons raised Catholic leave the Church by the age of 23. Of course, all of this was predicted, the abandonment and weakening of the Catholic Church leading to a worldwide chastisement. But Catholic groups who have retained the Mass of Pius V, or the Latin Mass, don't seem to have these dismal numbers. These groups are still relatively small, but they are growing, while the mainstream Church, with the new Mass, is shrinking. So I asked myself, does this abandonment of the old Mass and adoption of the new Mass have anything to do with the decline of the Catholic Church? I believe the answer is yes. It would make sense, since the Mass is the expression of the faith that the laity see. And if so, since everything else was predicted, was the new Mass predicted? So I looked into it and found a few prophecies that did indeed predict a new Mass, and a few more that I feel are connected to the new Mass, though not outright predicting it. And I would like to share those with you. The first and most dismal prophecy of the new Mass is from Mary Julie Jehaney. Called the Brigantine Stigmatist, Mary Julie Jehaney had many mystical encounters with Our Lord and Our Lady, receiving many prophecies. She is regarded as an authentic mystic, since the first local bishop who reviewed her case was favorable to her cause and believed all that was occurring to her was of supernatural origin. And since no other local bishop or the Holy See itself has revoked it or issued any warnings against her, she has a tacit approval. On November 27, 1902, our Lord said to Mary Julie Jehaney, quote, "I give you a warning even today. The disciples who are not of my holy gospel are now in a great work of the mind to form as the second facsimiles when they will make to their idea and under the influence of the enemy of souls a mass that contains words odious in my sight. When the fatal hour arrives, when they will put to the test the faith of my eternal priesthood, it is these sheets they will give to celebrate in this last period. The first period, it is that of my priesthood, which exists since me. The second is the period of persecution when the enemies of the faith and of the holy religion have formulated and they are strongly enforced. These sheets as the book of the second celebration, these infamous spirits or infamous minds are those who crucified me and who are waiting for the reign of the new Messiah to make them happy. Many of my holy priests will refuse this book sealed with the words of the abyss. Unfortunately, they will be the exception. It will be used." On May 10th, 1904, Our Lady describes the new clergy and its liturgy, quote, "They will not stop on this hateful and sacrilegious road. They will go further to compromise all at once, and in one blow the Holy Church, the clergy, and the faith of my children." She also talks about the dispersion of pastors and new preachers of new sacraments, new temples, new baptisms, new confraternities. The only other mystic I found to talk about the new Mass is Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. There are two prophecies. The first says this, "I had a vision of the Holy Emperor Henry. I saw him at night kneeling alone at the foot of the main altar in a great and beautiful church, and I saw the Blessed Virgin coming down all alone. She laid on the altar a red cloth covered with white linen. She placed a book inlaid with precious stones. She lit the candles and the perpetual lamp. Then came the Savior himself, clad in priestly vestments. He was carrying the chalice and the veil. Two angels were serving him, and two more were following. Although there was no altar bell, the cruets were there. The wine was as red as blood, and there was also some water. The Mass was short. The Gospel of St. John was not read at the end when the Mass had ended." Now, in case you didn't know, in the Tridentine or Latin Mass, the last thing the priest does is read from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. This is called the Last Gospel. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich noticed that it was missing, as well as the altar bell. However, what she didn't say was missing was Ad Orientem and Latin, which she most certainly would have noticed, so it's not clear what kind of Mass this was, a Novus Ordo Mass in Latin done Ad Orientem, or a Tridentine Mass without the Last Gospel and altar bell. It is also important to point out that this Mass is not seen as bad. After all, it was performed by our Lord himself, just that it did not have the Last Gospel or the bell. But the same cannot be said about the next prophecy of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, which says, "I saw that many pastors allowed themselves to be taken up with ideas that were dangerous to the church. They were building a great, strong, and extravagant church. Everyone was to be admitted in it in order to be united and have equal rights, evangelicals, Catholics, sects of every description. Such was to be the new church. But God had other designs. I saw again the new and odd-looking church which they were trying to build. There was nothing holy about it. People were kneading bread in the crypt below, but it would not rise, nor did they receive the body of our Lord, but only bread. Those who were in error, through no fault of their own, and who piously and ardently longed for the body of Jesus, were spiritually consoled, but not by their communion. I saw deplorable things. They were gambling, drinking, and talking in church. They were also courting women. All sorts of abominations were perpetuated there. Priests allowed everything and said Mass with much irreverence. I saw that few of them were still godly. I also saw Jews standing under the porch of the church. This Mass is clearly invalid and is either the Novus Ordo or the new Mass that's on its way. I think it's probably the latter because although it does have a lot in common with the Novus Ordo, the prophecy says that everyone was admitted, most probably referring to communion, which is not the case yet. I truly believe that when the time comes that everyone is allowed to take communion in the Catholic Church, that the Mass will have been stripped of all validity entirely. Yes, I know many of you think it's already here with the Novus Ordo. I'm not going to dispute that, but just say that I don't necessarily agree. These next prophecies can be found in a book published in the 1970s by Yves DuPont called Prophecies of the Coming Chastisement. The following prophecies talk about when the chastisement will come. Keep in mind the new synodal church that's on its way. Many church leaders have said that this will be a new church. The synodal church with which the old eschatology prior to the 1960s is incompatible. That's what they said. Blessed Rambort, 18th century. These things will come when they try to set up a new kingdom of Christ from which the true faith will be banished. The Oda prophecy says, it will come when the church authorities issue directives to promote a new cult, when priests are forbidden to celebrate in any other way, when the higher positions in the church are given to perjurers and hypocrites, when only the renegades are admitted to occupy those positions. St. Anthony of the Desert in the 4th century said, men will surrender to the spirit of the age. They will say that if they lived in our day, faith would be simple and easy. But in their day, they will say things are complex. The church must be brought up to date and made meaningful to the day's problems. When the church and the world are one, then those days are at hand, because our divine master placed a barrier between his things and the things of the world. Now, the fact that these things were predicted way before they actually happened, because they have happened or are clearly happening before our eyes, just proves that Catholicism is the true religion. So we can take comfort in knowing that we are in the right place. How many evangelical/Pentecostal types have made bold predictions about Trump winning in 2020 or the year 2000 being the second coming? All those predictions were made, the time passed, nothing happened, yet people still listen to them. But here we have striking predictions that have clearly come true. Yes, it's scary and uncomfortable, especially when we see Pope Francis declaring all religions to be equal, which is why, in my opinion, they will all be allowed to take communion, as predicted by Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. And when the mainstream Catholic Church has been emptied of its validity and has truly become the counter-church, I believe it will be the one-world religion, retaining the name Catholic, because after all, Catholic means universal, right? The universal church welcoming all faiths and religions. Meanwhile, the real Catholic Church will be underground, as it already is, really. Because after all, the only faith that is not acceptable to the new synodal church is the authentic Catholic faith. But at least we aren't confused about what's going on in the Catholic Church or what's to come. We know things are about to get really bad, but after that will be the restoration of the church, the return to Christendom, the era of peace, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Until my next video, God bless.